Good morning. My blog for today is called The Significance of Anzac Day. Here in New Zealand, we commemorated Anzac Day on the 25th of April, which happened today as I speak. And this morning, I walked up to the War Memorial at 5 a.m. so that I would be in a good position to see all that there was to see, proudly wearing my poppy. It is exciting to see the different security services that we have in our country parading in their dress uniforms, along with younger cadets, as well as scouting, girl guide and various school groups. Even the new police dog was there on show with his handler. He must have been a very young dog, as he was not very well behaved throughout the ceremony. However, these disciplines are things that he has to learn. Therefore, today was obviously his debut. Of course, pride of place belongs to those who are still with us, the war veterans. Wreaths are laid, poppies are left. It is indeed a very emotional ceremony. The Highland Band was out in full swing with everyone marching in time to their tunes and beat. There was a 3-gun volley at the end just before the last post was sounded from the band, which was always bringing tears to my eyes, remembering my great uncles and aunts who served in the wars, as well as my brother who currently serves with the United Nations, having begun his overseas service in Iraq with the New Zealand Police. The last post is usually followed by a minute's silence before the reveille is played, ending the service with a prayer and singing of our national anthems for both countries, New Zealand and Australia. The service always includes the parade, the opening prayer, Rudyard Kipling's hymns, including the recessional, or Lest We Forget, and a dedication ending with the fourth verse of Lawrence Binyon's For the Fallen. You might be wondering what Anzac stands for as to the name as well as the ceremony. First of all, it is a ceremony that remembers all New Zealanders who did not return to our country after the wars that devastated the world during their years of duration, and at the same time honouring all of those who did return home as returned servicemen and servicewomen. The following dates are very significant to us all today because many of us here have had family members enlisting to serve in these wars, as well as many other wars that are too numerous to mention in this blog. The 1914-18 First World War, the 1939-1945 Second World War, the 1950-1953 Korean War, the 1955-1975 Vietnam War, the 1947-1991 Cold War, the 1990-1991 Gulf War, October 1962 the Cuban Missile Crisis, 2003-2011 Iraq War, and 2001-2014 War in Afghanistan. Anzac stands for Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, originally given to those who served in the First World War, but which is now the informal title that covers all members of the armed services. Our dawn services are usually attended by the New Zealand Defence Force, the New Zealand Cadet Forces, New Zealand Police, the New Zealand Fire Service, Order of St John Ambulances Services, Scouting New Zealand and Girl Guiding New Zealand, and pipe bands and brass bands, as well as a formal welcome from our local Māori tribes. The date itself marks our soldiers landing at Gallipoli in 1915, both New Zealand and their Australian comrades, with the goal of capturing the Dardanelles, although this was not achieved, the war ending with the Turkish people still holding this peninsula as their own. Many thousands of men and women lost their lives during this campaign, New Zealand losing around one-sixth of their contingents serving in Gallipoli itself. War graves can be visited in France. It might be seen that we did not come out as the winners in the Gallipoli campaign. However, this time period gave to us such pride in New Zealand that it represents that we were significant as being of an important part in the British Empire. But then, that's why life happens, doesn't it? Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.